This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the Morning Run with Xiaoning and Lin. We've got some analysis on the construction sector, but before we get into it, let's take a quick look at the KLCI, which is actually down 0.64% to 1559. Meanwhile, the rest of the region is somewhat mixed, with Singapore up, Nikkei 225 is also up, but the Korean and Australian market are down. But we have to talk about the construction sector because, as we know, in Budget 2021, the government has increased allocation to the development expenditure by 38%. It will set aside 15 billion ringgit for infrastructure projects deemed to have a high multiplier effect. So once again, the construction sector has come into focus. So to find out which construction companies stand to benefit, we speak to Long Chi Wei, Senior Associate Director at Affin Hwang Investment Bank. Now, as we just mentioned, 15 billion ringgit has been allocated to infra projects. So what are the key implications for the construction sector then?
I believe the 15 billion ringgit set aside for infrastructure projects will be positive for the construction sector. It will lift the sector from the current downturn. The allocation is for ongoing and new infrastructure projects. The ongoing projects are the Pan Borneo Highway and the double tracking projects in Klang Valley and Johor. This will drive the rebound in the construction GDP growth. Our economists forecast minus 15% in 2020 and rebounding to a 9% growth in 2021. I'm more excited that the rapid transit system, as well as the Klang Valley MRT 3 and the high-speed rail project will be revived. And these are large construction contracts to be awarded, benefiting the listed contractors. This will allow them to expand their order books and drive earnings rebound for the listed construction companies.
Now, the high-speed rail was also mentioned in the budget, although there was no allocation set aside for it. So do you expect more announcements in the 12th Malaysia Plan?
I expect more announcements in December after the Malaysia and Singapore government complete their negotiations. There are no allocations for the high-speed rail in the budget because they will likely see changes in the implementation schedule, as well as the design and the cost. So I believe the government is looking to reduce the cost and may delay the implementation by 1 to 2 years, given the budget constraints for the two governments. But I do believe that the project will be included in the 12th Malaysia Plan with more details to be unveiled.
So with that, who stands to benefit from these projects then?
I believe the large contractors like Gamuda, MRCB, YTL Corp, HSS Engineers, Sunway Construction, as well as IGM Corp could benefit from the high-speed rail because they were the previous bidders and winners for the high-speed rail project. In terms of the MRT Line 3, the existing main contractor, MMC Gamuda, for the ongoing MRT lines would likely benefit. HSS Engineers is potentially the engineering consultant for it. Sunway Construction, IGM and MRCB could come in as subcontractors for this project.
Now, meanwhile, Chi Wei, even Sabah and Sarawak have been given an allocation of 5.1 and 4.9 billion ringgit respectively for development work. Are the construction beneficiaries different there from those in the peninsula?
Projects will benefit the local Sabah and Sarawak construction companies as well as the building material companies as well. But in terms of that, the players in Sarawak like Chaya Mata Sarawak, KKB Engineering, Hock Seng Lee, as well as Sarawak Consolidated may win contracts for this project to be unveiled in Sarawak. But there are no large local listed contractors in Sabah. But I understand that Suria Capital has partnered with Gabungan AQRS for bids for the Pan Borneo Highways in Sabah. So in terms of the large projects that need partners for the peninsula-based contractors, then it may benefit the likes of your Bina Puri, Gamuda, Kim Lun, Muda Jaya, WCT and T TRC, which have been winning contracts for the Pan Borneo Highway Sarawak earlier.
But Chi Wei, we do know the government is under fiscal constraints, right? So do you expect lower margins from these larger infrastructure projects though?
I expect the initial rollout of government contracts will see stiff competition among the contractors, mainly because they have seen a prolonged drought of government jobs. So they may bid more aggressively in the first batch of contracts. But I believe the competitive contractors will likely be able to secure the large infrastructure projects with decent margins. The likes of your MMC Gamuda has a competitive advantage in bidding for the MRT3 project, given that they already invested in the tunnel boring machines for the previous two lines.
So were there any goodies in Budget 2021 for the property sector that will be a catalyst for the sector's re-rating?
There were limited additional measures in the Budget 2021 for the property sector. The only one that I saw was the extension of stamp duty exemption for first-time home buyers. The purchase of home priced up to 500,000 ringgit has been extended to up to end 2025. But as I see it, there were no measures to assist the property developers, such as the reduced compliance costs, easing of requirements on low-cost housing. So I don't see an immediate catalyst for the sector in terms of a re-rating.
So finally, Chi Wei, what are your top picks for the construction and property stocks under your coverage then?
In terms of the construction sector, my top picks are Gamuda, Sunway Construction, HSS Engineers and AME Elite Consortium. For the property sector, I like UAA Development because of its strong balance sheet as well as attractive net dividend yield. Also, IY Properties for a deep value stock for long-term investment.
Thank you for your time. That was Loong Chi Wei, Senior Associate Director at Affin Hwang Investment Bank. Wrapping up, who will actually be enjoying the goodies from Budget 2021 when it comes to the construction sector? Maybe less so for the property sector because there are far less initiatives, except you know the stamp duty exemption for property below 500,000. But otherwise, I think it's definitely good news for the likes of the contractors. Up next, we have Ringgit and Sense, where Roshan will be telling you about what are your goodies for Budget 2021. That's going to be happening after the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.